This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Prostate cancer screening is again in the news. Prostate cancer is a horrible disease. The problem is that there is still no good test to detect it early. The prestigious U.S. Preventive Services Task Force has again weighed in with advice on whether older men should get the PSA blood test. This is a screening test, meaning that it is an inexpensive test, about $40, that would ideally identify prostate cancer early before it spreads or causes symptoms. What is clear to the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is that most men younger than 55 and older than 70 are unlikely to benefit from the blood test and are at high risk of harm. Of course, for those men in a high-risk group, such as those with a family history or those who are black, these rules do not apply. But others between the ages of 56 and 69, there are no clear recommendations, meaning that both doctors and patients need to have a complex discussion. Unfortunately, most men never have these discussions with their doctors. Their doctors simply order the test. No discussion and no questions are asked about the patient's values or their preferences. In talking with two male physician leaders this week, both reported to me that they had their PSA tests ordered without ever being told or asked about their preferences. If you test 1,000 men between the ages of 56 and 69 who have no family history and are not black, 240 of them will test positive. They will be recommended to have an unpleasant, often painful biopsy where a needle is inserted 6 times into the prostate through the rectum. Of those 240, 140 will be told, "I'm sorry, the PSA was wrong, and you don't have cancer. These people are false positives." So that leaves 100 men, if you're still with me. Half of them will have a very slow-growing cancer, and their life will never, ever be affected by the cancer. They will die with prostate cancer, not of prostate cancer. Now, these men won't know if they have the slow-growing or a rapidly growing cancer, so many will opt for surgery or radiation. Of those, 1/3 will end up with a serious side effect, incontinence, meaning they need to wear a diaper, or impotence. Of the 1,000 men treated, only 3 will obtain any benefit, and 1 of those would have died if it was not for the PSA test. So the chance of having your life saved by the PSA is 1 in 1,000. Now the chance of a serious side effect is 31 out of 1,000. So the question is, what would you like to do? Well, there is no easy answer. It depends to a large extent on your values and your preferences. This is the kind of discussion you and your primary care doctor should have. The problem is, most doctors are not prepared to have these shared decision-making discussions, either because they're not familiar with the science or they don't have the 15 or 20 minutes that it takes to have the discussion. So your option is to educate yourself, perhaps go to the United States Preventive Services Task Force and download their recommendations, and bring the topic up yourself with your physician. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.